from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
On that, on the hotline is the great Tyler Kennedy, Sid's former teammate and Stanley Cup champ. Tyler, have you texted Sid happy birthday?
I have not. Thank you for reminding me, though. It just honestly, you know, kids and all the rest of stuff, you know, I'm trying to remember my own birthday with my kids, with my wife, with her family.
If you send him one now, do you think he'd get back to you before the interview was over?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Can you put that to the test? Do you mind? Like, we'll filibuster here for a second.
We'll give you a second to send him.
Wait one sec.
All right. Yeah, we want you to send him a happy birthday. And I want to see, you've got about, what, 10 minutes here, Pony, or so? 10 minutes.
Yeah. And I'm sitting right now.
Perfect.
Doesn't have to be a...
No, just be, hey, Sid, hey, happy birthday, man.
Doesn't have to be the Dead Sea Scrolls. Yeah. Don't have to go into crazy detail here. Just let the guy know, hey, thinking about you on your birthday, you're the man.
Well, that is kind of the Dead Sea Scrolls by dude standards. I would just send happy birthday.
This your guy, TK, thinking of you.
Happy birthday, Sid. Hope you're reading a great book about the, you know, what, like World War II or something like that?
Yeah, what are some of his hobbies besides hockey?
If you were getting him a birthday present, not that you would, but if you were actually trying to get him something thoughtful that wasn't just a bottle of expensive liquor or something like that, what would you actually try to get the dude to say, I won the birthday present game?
Ooh, so I think Sid, he's not like... He likes stuff that's like well thought out, that it's not so much about money, but more of thought and like just generosity and thoughtfulness. You know, I don't think, obviously he's done pretty well. I don't think the money's the issue. It's where it comes from per se. And I think, I don't know, that's a hard one, from maybe a painting. I have no idea, or maybe something from back home.
I feel like he would like it if you gave him a ship and a bottle. I think he would just go wild for that, TK.
Yeah, like again, he's a guy that likes stuff that means something. You know what I mean? Like he is. I think the best story I heard about Sid, with like him just thinking just better than everyone else, is when, I don't know who he sent it to, but something happened where he had to thank someone, and instead of sending them an email thanking them, he handwrote a letter and mailed them to them. And, like, I guess the guy opened it up. He goes, I actually got a handwritten letter from Sidney Crosby. And it's, like, so Sid. You know what I mean? Like, so old school, so great, so meaningful. And that's Sid. You know, that's what makes him, like, special and different.
How superstitious is he about his birthday and, like, those two numbers? Like, I'm surprised he didn't announce that he was signing a new extension with the Penguins at 8:07 a.m. So I guess, what, we have to wait till 8:07 p.m.? On 8:07 for him to do this? What are we talking about here?
You know what? Surprised he doesn't have a tattoo on his body of 8:07, you know? But I don't know. Maybe Sid would say the old, you don't put stickers on a Ferrari, you know, one of those ones.
Yes.
But
He definitely is. I think he's loosening up with time. Maybe he's not. Again, guys, I haven't played with him in a long, long time. But when I did, he was definitely superstitious in a lot of different ways. And what you don't realize when you play with guys, some guys are very good at hiding the little things. Even like, you know, things you don't really notice that they pay attention to in their head. So maybe he's got a lot more than we realize.
Do you expect him to sign an extension with the Penguins soon?
I would hope it gets done before the year starts, because that's the last thing I want to hear about all year from all the media. Is like, is he going to sign? And especially if the Penguins don't come out hot and they're like a five. Sid just texted me back. I told you, boys.
Let's go.
Let's go. The guy doesn't miss. The guy's unbelievable. But anyways, I lost my train of thought. I think I might be more excited than you guys.
You said the thing that sets him apart or whatever you were talking about.
Oh, no, no. For him signing. No, I just think if the team doesn't get off to a hot start, like the first thing everyone's going to come up is Sid going to stay. And I know he will, but like it's just an easy conversation piece that I don't know if you want that around the team. You know, he's a centerpiece of the team. He's Mr. Penguin. You know, he's the guy. The last thing you want is people having a little bit of noise that he might leave. And especially if you're on another team that has a good chance of maybe competing for a Stanley Cup, like maybe his buddy Nathan, giving Sid a call, say, hey, Sid, we'll give you whatever you want. Come here. We can win together. Like, you know, that's the last thing you need. But I just hope it gets done before the year, and it should get done before the beginning of the year.
TK, he's so dedicated to hockey. This is kind of I don't know if I've ever asked you something like this before, and I don't want to go down a negative road at all here on like him maybe not wanting to sign here. In his heart, if he believed in his heart of hearts that he didn't really think the Penguins could win another cup in his like in the, you know, the rest of whatever his playing career is, 4 or 5 years, whatever he wants it to be.
Yeah.
Do you think he would tell them, I don't want to sign here, I want to go somewhere where I actually can win one? Or do you think that that's not in his DNA?
I think it's in his DNA to be like, I can pull a team into the playoffs and let's see what happens.
So he just can't even conceptualize being on a team that doesn't have a chance in his own mind, right? Like he thinks if I'm there, yeah, we have a chance.
Yeah, it's like, especially those top guys, they're so confident, focused, and believing in what they're doing to be successful that like they don't like move off their belief, you know. And I think Sid's going into the year like, hey, I'm going to put the team on my back like I did last year, and we're going to turn it around and we're going to show them that we can still compete in this league and we can have a chance to win the Stanley Cup. That's how I think he's going in. And again, guys, I was on the ice with him like 2 or 3 months ago.
Ooh.
Like 2 months ago, I'd say two, like end of June, I think. And he was like mid-season form. Like he doesn't miss, you know, and it's not that he gets on social media or nothing, but like he's so driven to be the best in the world. It's like inspiring to be around him and seeing that work ethic. Like, again, I wish like kids around Pittsburgh that are trying to be hockey players can go watch Sidney Crosby for an hour and see what it takes, because he is a perfect example of what it takes to get to the next level and be elite at the next level.
Tyler Kennedy on Sidney Crosby's birthday and getting a text from Sid. We bring people together on the show. We break trades and we get guys reacquainted.
Speaking
with
of bringing
another.
People together, TK, are we having that match? I've been all over the map. 81 yesterday.
Calling you out.
81 yesterday with 39 putts and then a 95 today. So I'm all over the map, TK.
Is this Mr. Muster talking? I've actually talked to people that knew you going.
Oh my God! If you said mustard, geez, you must have known some people that.
Oh, we
got
to get to the bottom of that.
That knew your.
No.
And I heard you're a pretty good golfer. You might be sandbagging me right now. Also, yeah. I have another thing. Someone wants to take us to Oakmont and go head to head.
Oh my God!
Cameras there, and no one. I haven't touched my clubs in 3 weeks, but I am. I'm one of those guys in between my ears. I got it. I can figure it out quick. Get me on the course. I'm golfing this weekend. By Monday, I'll be buzzing again. So anytime, any place, anywhere,
Let's get this done.
Right. Hey, and got a new driver. Got the Callaway Smoke AI.
Oh. All right, Tyler. Well,
going straight for once.
There you go. TK, thank you.
All right, boys. Have a good one.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.